you're starting a business, you want to do it right. Make sure you're doing it right. Register your business, get the license you need, get the permits you need. Don't come and do things halfway. You want to make sure you're doing it right. Set it up right from the start, all right? Welcome to another episode of The Sharp Edge with Shiki, where we are elevating every aspect of life. We are still in the month of March, and we are talking all about entrepreneurship and business insight. So today I'll be telling you my story around entrepreneurship, and then I will tell you some of the ways or things to do to actually start your own business. All right. So my story. I started my first business at around age 8 or 9. I don't remember exactly which one of them, but I know that I left the primary school that I was going in my community, and I started going to a primary school in Bagwak area. So for those of you that are in Jamaica, that will be Tolo Primary. So I went to Tolo Primary in grade 4. So I think I was either 8 or 9. And I started getting lunch money and taxi fare and all of that good stuff. And I started saving it. So now there's a supermarket in Bagwak. We used to call it Chinloin Supermarket. And I would go in there and I would purchase 3 things. All right. So I'll do like 3 cheesy, 3 biscuit. We used to call it biscuit. 3 of whatever it is. And I'll take it back home and I'll sell it at a profit. So if I purchase 3 things for $100, then I'll probably sell 1 for $50. So now I end up with $150. So I got $50 on my money. I got $50 profit. So that was my first business. And I didn't realize at the time that I was building a business. I didn't realize that I was being an entrepreneur. I didn't know none of that. But at that age, I know this is what I want to do. And then also, when I was about 12 or 13, because I remember I started high school, I started buying like the little pigs, the little piglets. So the baby pigs, and adults would buy the feed for the pig, like by the bag, right? So they'll do like a whole bag, which is probably 25 or 50 pounds. Here I am. I'll save my lunch money again, right? I'm a saver. I'll save my lunch money and I'll buy a pound, like literally just 1 pound. And bring home to feed the pig. And then when the pig gets older, sorry to my vegan community, then it's being killed and sold, to, you know. And so I'll make some money there as well. And when I was 17, I wrote my first business plan because I was like, you know what? Now I'm learning a little bit more about entrepreneurship and I'm like, I need to have a business plan. So this is what I'm going to do. And I wrote my business plan for an insurance company. All right. But here I am. I'm a CPA, my own firm, Shiki Sharp Consulting, where we provide accounting and tax services to small business owners and entrepreneurs, and specifically to the mental health industry. So, yes, I started my entrepreneurship at around age 8. All right. So it's something that I know that I wanted to do. I didn't know exactly what it entails. I didn't know the formal part to it, but I have been doing it. So I was not born to be an employee. I say this all the time, and I'm not trying to be cocky or anything like that, but I was not born to be an employee. All right. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. All right. So when you see me going, getting businesses, doing things, it's not something I'm doing because, oh, it's 2024 and that's what everybody's doing. I've been doing this for years before I even know that it's called entrepreneurship. I just know that I'm making money. All right. And the way to make money is to spend money, and I spend money and make more money on it because I do the math and I figure this is what works. All right. In addition to having my shop where I used to buy things and sell it back and raising pigs. I remember I used to be a partner banker, right? So in Jamaica, we call it padna. Some countries in the Caribbean call it susu. So it's the same thing. I probably was like 12 or 13 and I was a partner banker for my family, right? Like I literally used to, be the one that they would trust to give their money to every Sunday. They would give me their money every Sunday. And I was a partner banker. Like, I was so young, probably 12 or 13. And here, all my adult family members trust me with their money. Couple of them burn me too. Yeah, so a couple of them get them drawn and never pay me back. Can you believe? Like, I was such a child, right? I was such a child. And they took their draw and never pay me back. God no like ugly, you know. God no like ugly. Yes, but... that is so funny. Yes, and another time. So after my shop, of doing those three things, my shop start getting bigger. Because as I get older, now I'm having more money and I'm making profit. And I remember I purchased a lot of things and I put a lot in quotation because I thought it was a lot. And then my family members came from the U.S. Uncle Trevon, my cousin Rhea, came from the U.S. and purchased some things and my shop done. All right? Then buy up my shop. It was like, they buy up my shop and I thought it was talked. Right? But yeah, so those are some of my business ventures that I had growing up. And those are the things that really made me into who I am. And I'm so grateful for those opportunities. I'm so grateful for those experiences because they made me into the woman I am today. So if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, I want to go in the formal way of doing it. All right. So starting a business is an exciting journey that requires careful planning, execution, and continuous adaptation. Of course, I did a plan when I was younger. You know, I was just executing. I think of something and I just do it. So here are the fundamental steps to help you turn your business idea into reality. So first, you want to conduct market research. Did I do a market research when I was younger? No. I just know that if I have it selling, then the kids would buy it, right? Well, I guess, I don't know. Maybe I know what they market wants. I know what my target audience was. It was the kids. And these were snacks that I couldn't get in my community. So I'll buy the things that I wouldn't be able to walk to a shop in my community and purchase. And that's what I would bring back and sell. All right. So first, you want to conduct market research, understand your industry, your target market, and competitors. Yes, you want to understand your competitors. You want to know what they're doing. You want to know what they're not doing because maybe you can do that. This will help you identify a viable business opportunity, define your target audience, and position your offering effectively. Then you want to define your business concept. Clearly articulate what your business will offer. This involves defining your products or services, your value proposition, and how you differentiate from competitors. Create a business plan. Remember, I did that at 70 for an insurance company. Again, actually, I'm an insurance agent. For those of you who don't know, I'm an insurance agent. So I do sell insurance, but it's not my main business. All right. It's not my main, it's not my main business, but yes, create a business plan. Develop a detailed business plan that outlines your business goals, your strategies, your financial projections, and operational plans. A well-structured business plan is essential for clarity, for funding, and guiding your business decisions. So once you have a business plan, you know, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is how much money I'm going to need to do it. These are some of the things that I'll be able to do. You know, so it really guides you as you go through the steps of becoming an entrepreneur. Then in the US, we have business structures. I'm pretty sure in other countries they have things similar to that, or probably it's called something else. But you want to decide on a legal structure for your business. So again, I'm referring to the US because that's what I know. We have sole proprietorship, partnership, corporation, LLCs. Those are some of the business structures or the legal structures. I'm pretty sure in other countries they have things similar, right? I feel like corporation is everywhere and sole proprietorship is everywhere. I don't know if it's called the same thing though. So you want to decide on which business structure you're going to do. And this is where you talk to a CPA. Yes, you talk to a CPA and an attorney, not just a CPA. You want to talk to a CPA and an attorney to decide which business structure is best for you on the tax side and which business structure is best for you on the liability side. All right. So because your choice will affect the choice of the business structure will affect your taxes. It will affect your liability and the business registration requirements, because sole proprietorship doesn't have the same requirements to register as a partnership or as a corporation or as an LLC. So you definitely want to decide which of those. So are you following? All right. First, you want to conduct market research. You want to define your business concept. You want to create a business plan. Then you choose your business structure. After you do that, then you want to register your business, right? So choose a business name and register it along with your business structure with the appropriate government authorities. Check for trademark conflicts to avoid legal issues. Yes. Go in the US, go on the website for the trademark and search to see if anyone is using the name, because you don't want to get in legal problems. All right. You guys know that I always say ready, set, goals. That is being trademarked. It's pending. All right. So that is mine. Ready, set, goals is mine. And I'm surprised. I didn't make it up. I've heard it somewhere. But I'm surprised when I look on the trademark website, it wasn't there. So I was like, okay, all right, let me grab this. So anybody you see using ready, set, goals, let me know. It's mine. All right. Obtain licenses and permits. So you want to research and secure any required license and permits. And again, if you're starting a business, you want to do it right. Make sure you're doing it right. Register your business, get the license you need, get the permits you need. Don't come and do things halfway. You want to make sure you're doing it right. Set it up right from the start. All right. Requirements vary by industry, state, and locality. So ensure compliance to operate legally. And even if you're in countries that you think, okay, you can just run a shop, that is true, but also try to do it legally. Do it the right way. Set up your business finances. Open a business bank account. So in the US, I always say to my clients when they come to me, I said, three things I always say you want to do first. First, you want to register with the state. You know, if you're doing an LLC, register with the state. Get a tax ID number and get a business bank account. Those are the first three things I always tell people to do. So you want to set up your business finances, open a business bank account, obtain a business credit card if needed, and set up an accounting system. Did you hear me? Set up an accounting system. And this doesn't have to be fancy, right? So you have like QuickBooks. I'm not sponsored. I'm not getting paid to say QuickBooks, but I really like QuickBooks. You can get like QuickBooks or other ones out there. You have Wave. You can get one of those. Or you can just literally use Excel to just start out, right? Remember, when you're starting, you don't have to get everything right, or you don't have to have everything perfect, not right. You don't have to have everything perfect. So you could start out just with an Excel sheet and just keep track of everything that you're spending on everything, right? And then you can move on to an accounting system like QuickBooks or Wave. So consider your startup costs, the funding options, and financial management practices. So how much is it really going to take you? And you would know this from your business plan, because on your business plan, you want to make sure you look into how much it's going to cost you to start the business. How much money do you need? How are you going to fund it? Are you going to fund it through savings? Are you going to fund it through loans? Are you going to fund it through grants? Are you going to fund it through insurance? All right. If you want to know more about that, let me know. Because if you have an insurance policy, there are times when you can take the cash value out and you're able to use that. So it's like borrowing money from yourself. All right. You're your own bank. So if you want to talk about insurance, let me know as well. But, you know, consider your startup costs, consider your funding options and the financial management practices. After you do all of that, you want to develop your product or your service. So people would think, okay, you develop your product or your service first, right? No, if you really know, okay, I'm going to start a business, you want to get all the other things that I just talked about first. And then now you start working on developing your product or your service. So finalize the development of your products or services, keeping your target market and value proposition in mind. You have to keep your target market in mind and ensure quality and compliance with any industry standards. Because again, remember, we want you to do things correctly. So definitely make sure quality is good and you're compliant with industry standards. All right. And after you do that, you want to build your team. There are times when you're starting out by yourself and that's totally fine. But if you're not, you know, you would know from your business plan. This is why the business plan is so important. You would know from your business plan if you need employees, you know, and if you do, you want to start the hiring process. You want to define the different roles that you need, the different responsibilities they'll have, and hire based on the skills and cultural fit required to achieve your business goals. So don't just hire someone just to hire someone. You want to make sure they fit in your culture, right? That is the thing why a lot of employees leave their jobs or quit, or you even have to fire them because they're just not fitting, right? So that is totally important. Even though they may have the skills, they don't necessarily gonna fit with your business and your business goals. So you want to keep that in mind. Then you're going to choose your vendors. If your business relies on suppliers or vendors, carefully select partners that align with your quality standards, budget, and business ethics. So again, do your research, look for the best vendors out there. For example, if you're selling hair, right? If you're selling hair, you go out there and you look for different vendors and you test them too, right? You order some samples, see what they look like, and then you start selecting, okay, I can use this vendor or I don't want to use this vendor. The hair feels cheap. The hair, the lace is not lacing, or, you know, if you're doing wigs and stuff like that. So definitely choose your vendors, do your research, and it's going to take some money. And this is where, you know, we say startup costs. You make sure you have some money because you're going to be doing some research, and these may cost you some money in doing that, but that's okay, right? Because you're trying to get quality. Brand and market your business. Develop your brand identity. So you want to get your logo, you want to get your business colors. I do have my business colors. I've changed it a few times because, yes, we will change as we go along. So even though you're developing your brand identity, don't feel like, don't stay too long or don't spend too much time trying to get it right, right? Because you can get something and just start going, and if you need to change it, then you change it. Right now I have, not right now, this is actually an old shirt because my colors are now burgundy, gray, and black. So it's burgundy, gray, black, and white, of course. So black and white, burgundy, and gray. And I have these shirts because this is what my logo was first, but it's now changed to the burgundy, gray, and black and white, right? So things are going to change, but you want to at first develop your brand identity. And you want to create a marketing plan. Utilize digital marketing, social media. Last week, we talked about social media with Michelle. So if you want to go back and check on last week's episode, you'll learn about using social media for your business and traditional marketing strategies to reach your target audience. All right, so I know you can do the traditional marketing of like literally sending posters to people's house, or like flyers or newspaper ad. I don't know if people still read newspaper, but social media is really the way to go in today's world. So there's so many times I want to be off social media, but I can't because I'm a business owner, right? I have to reach my people, and that's where my people are. So definitely work on brand and marketing your business. Then after you do all of that, you want to launch your business. All right. So plan a launch strategy to generate buzz and attract customers. I didn't do this, but it's definitely something that you should do. You want to create some buzz around the business, right? Start telling people on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, WhatsApp, whatever it is you use for social media, start creating that buzz. Let people, you know, be intrigued and be like, okay, what's going on? So plan a launch strategy to generate buzz and attract customers. And if it's like what they call that thing again, if it's like I'm trying to remember the name, it's like a shop storefront. So if it's like a storefront, you can have like a grand opening, right? And if it's online too, you could probably do a grand opening via your social media platforms. I'm pretty sure there are very creative ways to do that. So this could include a launch event, special promotions, or a marketing campaign. So if you're starting your business, you can say for the first week or on the day off, you'll get 20% discount, right? So if you come shop with us in our first week of opening, or if you come and shop with us today or during this live, you can do like a live video and be like, hey, our store is now open. This is a creative way to do it for online store or something that is online. We are now open, and within this live, if you go and purchase, here's a coupon code. You can get 20% off if you purchase now, right? So there's so many ways to do that. Then establish an online presence, which We already kind of touched a little bit on that, right? So you want to create a professional website and establish your business on relevant social media platforms. Your online presence is crucial for reaching customers and building credibility. In this time, you have to be on social media if you're a business owner. Well, you don't have to. It depends on the type of business that you're doing and the target audience, right? It depends on that. I'm trying to think of which business would you run now that you don't need social media? I don't know. Probably like a little shop in a community in Jamaica, maybe. But for most businesses, you do want to use social media. So get on your social media platforms. Sometimes you can create like a new social media. Like I think I created a new Instagram when I started my business, Sheiky Sharp CPA, because I think I just had Sheiky Sharp. I don't even think I was on Instagram before my business. I don't think I was on Facebook, but I don't think I was on Instagram. So I created Sheiky Sharp CPA on Instagram, and that is how I advertised my business there. So you want to also implement a sales strategy. So develop and implement a sales strategy that outlines how you will sell your products or services, including pricing, all right, sales channels, and sales techniques. So how much are you going to sell your products or your services for? You want to make sure, and again, in your business plan, you would have kind of highlight, you know, your profit and loss statement, which tells you how much money you intend to make for the year. So if you have how much money you intend to make for the year, then you must have had how much you're going to sell each things for, whether it's a product or a service. What are you going to be selling that for? So you want to definitely get on your pricing. Check again. Remember, do your research and make sure you're not pricing too high or too low, right? Compared to the competitors. If you have more value, of course, you can price higher because you bring more value, right? You know, how are you going to sell your products? Is it going to be online? Is it going to be in store? Will people be able how are people going to be able to buy your products? And then what are your sales techniques? All right. I can't go too much into that because I suck at that. Thank God for referrals. Thank God I'm doing a great service and people keep referring people to me. So that's my way, right? I try to provide the best service to my clients and then they refer other people to me because baby, I would be suffering if I have to go out there and market myself. All right. That's just not my thing. All right. So then after you do all of that, and I just want to go back a little bit. First, you want to conduct market research. You want to define your business concept. You want to create a business plan. You want to choose a business structure. You want to register your business. You want to obtain license and permits. You want to set up your business finances, develop your product or service. Build your team, choose your vendors, brand and market your business, launch your business, establish an online presence, implement a sales strategy. Then after you do all of that, you want to evaluate and adapt. So now you're running your business, right? You have to continuously monitor your business performance against your goals. You know, is my business performing the way I want it to perform in order to achieve the goals that I have for myself, all right? And then you have to be prepared to adapt your strategy, your products or services based on customer feedback and market dynamics. So if customers are not happy with certain things or they complain about certain things or they give you a great feedback on something that they would like to see or something that they love, then you continue doing what they love. And if you keep getting feedback about things that are not good, then you want to change that. All right. So starting a business is a dynamic process that may require you to revisit and adjust these steps as you grow and learn more about your market and customers. And like I said, I've changed my logo. I've changed my niche, like the people that I serve, because as you grow, you realize what you like, you realize what you don't like. And because it's your business, you're able to change what you don't like. You're able to change what customers are complaining about, what clients are complaining about, and you get to have the best business possible, right? So persistence, learning from experiences, and adapting to feedback are key to a long-term success, all right? So those are the things that you need to consider if you want to be an entrepreneur or if you want to make sure your business is set up correctly All right. So if you're in the U.S., reach out to Shiki Shop Consulting. You can reach us at info@shikishop.com. That's the email. Our phone is 716-400-1410. Or you can find us on all social media platforms at Shiki Sharp CPA. If you're not in the U.S., reach out to someone that can help you. All right. Remember, we are elevating every aspect of life. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of The Sharp Edge with Shiki, where we are elevating every aspect of life. Remember to subscribe. Yes. Stop. Yes. Do not go yet. Subscribe. The red button. Subscribe. Like. Share. And you can also find us on other podcast streaming platforms. So I'm on Spotify. We are on iTunes. We're on Amazon. All of them, you can find us there at The Sharp Edge with Shiki, where we are elevating every aspect of life. Ready, set, goals.